Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good evening, everybody. Today is Monday, November 10th, 2014, and it is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. And today we have two wonderful guests with us, both Gail and Dave Miller, and they're here to talk about excess consciousness bars and different forms of healing modalities and lots of different things, classes, and a lot of the things that they facilitate and offer. So I'm really excited, and I'm really excited to be able to talk to them today. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Gail and Dave to the show.
Hi there, it's Gail.
Hi, Courtney. Dave Miller here, too.
Well, thank you.
Glad to be on.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I greatly appreciate it, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be able to interview you guys.
Yes, we're excited too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Excess is really powerful work that we've been doing, like, well, almost, what, 4 years now?
3 years.
Three and a half years,
yeah, somewhere in there.
We lost count.
And, we discovered, well, Gail discovered Axis in July of 2011. So I was doing some healing work on some cancer that was in my body. And one of the things I was looking at was the emotional side. I did a lot of nutritional stuff. And so I was looking at the emotion code. And Gail found these recordings and downloaded them and says, you got to listen to this. And I listened to it, and it was like, really, this kind of weird, wacky stuff that was being said, and I just felt it in my body. And I go, we got to have more of this. So, from there we took some classes and learned more about the bars. Of course, had our bars run, have done several different Axis classes since then, including the Foundation Level 1, 2, and 3, the body classes, advanced body class, energetic synthesis of being class, and the latest one we discovered and were at in August was the Symphony of Possibilities. And what Axis is it's a set of pragmatic tools for changing your life. And the bars is kind of the beginning of that. So, and a lot of Axis is based around working from the questions. So, and one of the things is judgment is the most unkind thing that people do to themselves, and people are constantly judging themselves. And judgment eliminates your future, and the bars are tools that starts dissolving judgment from within. And the bars changes everything in your reality.
Well, I'm actually kind of glad you brought that up, because I was actually going to mention your article for November was about kindness and caring. What are you receiving? And I had the opportunity to do the Body, Mind, Spirit News radio program this month, and I actually mentioned your article because I really enjoyed it. It was about judgment and, you know, receiving kindness and being able to take a compliment. And I thought that was very interesting because most people have such a hard time with that. You know, they kind of become suspicious when somebody says, oh, you know, you look good today, or, you know, any shape, form, or fashion of a compliment. So I really enjoyed your article.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and judgment really stops the energy, you know, so it stops literally our receiving and our ability to receive. So isn't it interesting then, you know, that's one of the ways you can notice that you're not able to receive is when someone that's actually being kind to you and you can't even receive it. So that is one way to become aware, you know, of, you know, your ability to receive.
Yeah, and the bars actually opens up your ability to receive. And it really changes your reality. A couple of years ago, I ran bars on my stepdaughter. And she was having a lot of trouble with her boss at work. She was telling me about it. Her boss always picks on her. So the next day she calls me and she goes, I don't know what happened here. You know, after running her bar, she goes, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden my boss is just really nice to me. So it doesn't just doesn't just work on you. It works on changing your whole reality. So we come into this reality, we come into what we call embodiment. And embodiment doesn't mean you're in a body. It means you're in this reality. You're embodied in this reality. And so we're all infinite beings, and we have a body. But a lot of times we think we're this body, and we have to contract ourselves into this body. And then contraction and limitation is what's created as a result of that. So now we live in this limited reality. When you start to operate from infinite being, you start to have a different sense of things and this reality and how it works.
Now, I noticed, from what I've heard, you know, access bars involves working with the 32 points on the head. You know, how does that work? How would a session work for somebody who would be interested in doing it?
Yes, well, all that they have to do is really relax on the table, and it's just done with gentle touch, points on the head, and it takes about an hour to go through all of the points, maybe a little bit longer, and basically a person feels like they've had a massage. A lot of times they will fall asleep, and which is great because, you know, that means it's working. And they're running, and so they feel really good after the session. And then you notice things even more if you're able to come to a class, of course, and then run the bars regularly, which is what we always encourage people to do, is to have them run, like, if you can, at least once a week would be really good. Now, Gary and Dane have their bars run, like, almost every day. They have to because they're constantly processing, you know, and running verbal processes in class. So it allows, you know, you to empty out, so to speak.
Yeah, what happens is when they do a lot of verbal processes, and we also do the verbal processes as well, it starts to really release the unconsciousness to get stuck in our being. And so it's just really amazing the amount of change that happens.
Yeah, that's what happens, is you actually become a lot more conscious, and so you can make better choices, have more awareness, and improve your relationships, your health, and basically your quality of life. It's very, very transformational work, which is, and it's, you know, very results-oriented, so that's why we love it.
Yeah, one of the first bars, set of bars we run is called implant bands. And the reason they call it the bars is when we touch these points on your head, a bar of energy is connected, and so they call it the bars. So the implant bands is everywhere somebody has stated their point of view, and you've either aligned and agreed with it or resisted and reacted to it. And so when we do the implant bands, it helps to release all these points of view, well, the charges around all the points of view, which means, you know, releases the duality of that, and it releases it from time of birth on and back through thousands of lifetimes. So it's really shifts your reality. In other bars, there's a bar called money. And so we run your money bars. It basically changes your points of view around money, what it means to have money, what it means to not have money, what it means to want money or not want money. And so, you know, we hear all these things growing up, like, do you think money grows on trees, or, you know, you have to work by the sweat of your brow to earn money? So all those points of views start to dissipate. And another bar is called Aging Toaster. And Aging Toaster is basically all of the points of view around aging. Those get released. So everything we've been told, you know, what it means to age, what happens at certain ages, what your body's supposed to do, you know.
Getting old.
Yeah. So it changes that whole reality around that.
I can understand why Dave actually mentioned before the show, you know, we only have an hour. Because I could actually pick your guys' brain for longer than that. I could tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I actually had somebody ask me this question before, and I don't know if you guys can answer it. I'm sure you can. You know, how does Access Bars help your intuition? Those out there that are intuitive, can it help them access their intuition more than they have in the past?
Well, one of the things that people don't realize is that we're all incredibly psychic. And, you know, we pick up thoughts, feelings, emotions, sensations in our body, and there's a tool in Access. And most of the tools in Access are just questions. So we're picking up all these thoughts, and 99% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions we pick up don't even belong to us. So the key is to try to be able to separate that out and really get into awareness. So what a tool that we can use, that people can use, is who does this belong to? So, for instance, I was going into my day job, and I parked my car and went down the elevator, and I was feeling pretty good. And I hit the street, and all of a sudden this depression starts to hit me, and I'm going, oh. So I go, who does this belong to? And it went whoosh, cleared away, and I said, return to sender with consciousness, because if it's not yours, you're not gonna fix it. So, and the return to sender with consciousness, so that whoever it goes back to, that they can deal with it. So, and another thing I had, I was walking upstairs, and my knee was bothering me. I go, I don't have knee problems. And I go, oh, who does this belong to? Whoosh, it's gone.
Yeah, it just disappears.
Yeah.
When you ask the question. So it's a powerful tool to use.
So once we get all of that noise out of the way, which the bars really helps, and doing this, who does this belong to, for 3 days would be a really good thing to start. But once you get all of the noise out of the way, you start to get more into your awareness, more into your knowing. And knowing is really faster than thinking. So all of the things we think that thinking is good for isn't really, you know, knowing is much greater than that. So we want to go from feeling, thinking, and emoting to perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving. And that's what the tools of Access do.
You know, it kind of reminds me of a concept that I was talking about a couple months back called bought thoughts. You know, we surround ourselves with people who will tell us different things. You know, you need to lose weight, or that's a horrible haircut, or you're not doing good enough in your job. And you know, we tend to buy these thoughts because that's what we're told. So we start to believe it. So Access can actually really clear that out. It allows you to really, you know, understand what you're receiving and decide if it's good for you.
Yeah, and those are all basically judgments, you know. And how many times do we look in the mirror and judge ourselves? Like, you know, oh, you're looking pretty fat today, Dave, you know. It's like, you know, so it helps to start to remove those judgments. You know, when we judge our body wants to conform to that. So if we start to become grateful for our body, then our body can start to change. And we ask our body, body, what do you want to look like?
Yeah.
Our body,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. You were going to ask something.
I've actually had this question, you know, before, and I have a feeling that our listeners would actually like to hear the answer to this question. How can Access help addictions? You know, smoking, overeating, you know, those addictions that they need to clear out. You know, we're coming to the new year, and a lot of people have resolutions and things that they would like to conquer. You know, how can Access help that?
Yeah, there's some body processes that can be run.
As well as the bars.
The bars will help, because a lot of the underlying reasons we have these addictions is to try and stop the mind chatter. You know, like drinking. We think that drinking can kill your awareness. I mean, kill your. Well, you know, we're picking up all of this noise, and a lot of people turn to drinking to quiet their mind, or smoking pot, or doing other types of drugs. You know, whether they're prescription or whatnot. So, and those really don't help. They basically shove stuff down, and so the bar starts to release that. There's some body processes. One of them is called the trifold sequencing for drug-induced scenarios, perfectionism, and insanity, and that helps to clear out a lot of things around addictions, a lot of the ways that we've opened up the doors to, you know, through our addictions to really create havoc in our lives.
Yeah, so that what we would do is run the person's bars, and then we would run up at this particular trifold sequencing body process through the bars while we're running the bars. We can do both at the same time, and that would be the treatment that we would do for something like that.
It's really
so
good.
Go ahead. That's okay. This is what happens when there's three of us, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, it's really good for you know, kids with ADD, ADHD, and autism as well. I didn't understand a lot about autism when I first started doing bars, but I worked on a friend of mine's daughter who was about 22 at the time, and she was autistic. So I'm running her bars, and she looks up at me and says, "So are you hearing what's going on in my head?" And I'm going, no, that's not really what this is about. And, you know, later on I found out that autistic people, the reason they don't like to be touched is they're really super psychic. It's a superpower they have. So they get a download of everything you are. So
energetically.
Yeah. So they get the download energetically of who you are, and they don't know what to do with it. And we don't know. I mean, you know, normal medicine doesn't know what to do with it. So they just put labels on it and drug them and whatnot, but they have this way of communicating that's telepathic, and we just don't. And the reason they get frustrated is because they assume that you're hearing them psychically, and we're not getting it. So they get frustrated and go, "Well, I'm trying to tell you."
Wow,
so the bars, the bars helps to settle that out, and it helps to really clear the mind. You know, for ADD and ADHD as well.
Yeah.
As we're talking about the different benefits, are there any benefits to the bar sessions that maybe we haven't talked about?
Oh, there's so many. But what I wanted to talk about how it has helped me, and you know, because I think that would probably be the best way. So for me, having been running the bars, what I found, it helped me with relationship stuff that I couldn't ever, I'd pretty much given up on, you know, ever having them be resolved, because I just didn't know what to do with the situation. Well, there's this thing we call access Tourette's that happens. When you are doing, you know, access classes and bars and doing the work and using the tools, and it's basically just words come out of my mouth spontaneously, you know, that I never even, it's coming from my knowing and my awareness, okay? And so what happened was these words just came out of my mouth with this, you know, these, actually there were two completely different relationship things. And I ended up apologizing to the girl, which is something I never thought I would ever do, you know, because it wasn't really any, you know, my fault, or I didn't think that it was called for, but it just came out of my mouth, you know, and I said this, made an apology to her. She said, "Oh, no, I was much worse." And then this thing just happened, the healing just occurred in the relationship because that came out of me. So it was just so And it was really a true healing, though. I mean, it wasn't just, you know what I mean? It was just something spontaneous. And it worked. It was as if by magic that it happened, is all I can say. So this magic thing starts happening.
Yeah, it's everything. It starts to create the magic and the miracles. You know, it starts to open you up for more of that.
Which is you. That's who we really are. You start accessing this. That's why we call it access consciousness. I can sit here and talk about it, but you really have to kind of experience it. I'm not sure I'd like to really, you know, get it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that Access does is by using the questions is we have a lot of, we think we have the answer. We're told that growing up, you know, have the answer, stop asking so many questions. So, you know, by the time we're 5 or 6 years old, we're tapped out. You know, we're just like, okay, it's not right to ask questions anymore. We just have to find the answer. We got to figure things out. So we come up with the answer, which is basically a fixed point of view, and it's a conclusion, and the energy stops there. It creates a limitation. So by asking questions like, what else is possible, or how does it get any better than this, it starts to change the energy. And so it opens it up. You know, it's part, you know, it's in the Bible, ask and receive. So you start to open yourselves up for more of the energy, and it starts to change your reality, and you start to see things happen. So, like, if something good happens to you, you say, how does it get any better than this?
Keep the energy going.
Yeah, and the universe goes, well, here's how it gets better than this. Or what else is possible? Like, if you're working with somebody and they're stuck on something, you start asking, you know, ask, well, what else is possible? And it starts to open up the energy.
Well, I find it interesting that it's actually a field that, you know, is evolving. Gail, from what it sounds like, you know, you guys are both learning as much as you guys are helping others. And I think that's great that possible, you know, to work in a field that as you guys are helping other people, that you guys are learning for yourselves and continuing to grow and access your own consciousness and facilitate that. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I really like how it can help improve relationships and, you know, not only with, you know, other people, friends, family, but also, and obviously your partners, but also, you know, like in your business. And, I mean, there's just, you can apply all you have to do is use the tools. And so it's wonderful because you can listen to a radio show, you can read one of their books. There's a lot of free ways to, you know, to get some of the access stuff. And our class, we're here locally teaching the bars class, and we do run that every month. So there's another opportunity. And, of course, we do the healing sessions and the healing work to help the body. So, and then the other thing I really wanted to touch on was how Gary Douglas is the founder, you know, of Access. And he is always talking to us about how we need to use the questions to help us to get focused on creating for our future, because we're so always so stuck in the, you know, like the past or being challenged, you know, in the present with something that we tend to really not be able to move forward in that way and be able to create and generate our future. And so he has really brought and shed the light on how to do that. And one of the ways, for instance, that he tells us to do that or to be able to do that is to use this particular question, which is, what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose this? You know, so for instance, if you're going to go into a partnership, let's say in a business, and you're looking at a partner, you can ask that question, and then what you're supposed to do is sort of feel the energy of what that feels like to you. Does it feel light or does it feel heavy when you think of that, when you contemplate that particular question? And if it feels heavy, then obviously that is probably not a good choice for you. Something that feels light is usually right for you and will bring, you know, will be much more fitting for you in that 5 years. So these tools are really, really powerful.
Yeah, another tool is interesting point of view, or everything is an interesting point of view. You know, a lot of people have all these opinions about how things are and how they should be and whatnot. Well, what if everything is just an interesting point of view? It's like if you get stuck on something, you can use that as a question. You can, or a statement. You can say, interesting point of view, I have this point of view. You know, if something is really stuck in your craw and it's really bothering you, if you say that, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, 10 times, it starts to make it be lighter and starts to diffuse the energy around it. And what we want to do is get rid of the polarity in our lives and move from being electrical beings into acoustical beings.
Well, and also to keep the energy flowing, because we all have different points of view and different beliefs, but there's no reason why we can't be, for instance, friends if we just because we have different belief systems. And I feel that having, you know, these points of view or whatever, you know, belief systems are, you know, tend to stop us a lot in our interactions with people out in the world. And, you know, even in the governments and, you know, the politics and, you know, as you go out, you know, really out there in the world with, so these tools help you to move beyond that in our relationships. And so it's kind of exciting because, you know, if you were to ask a question like, what would work here for all parties involved, for instance, you know, when we're in these situations in the world and, you know, as well as in our partnerships, wouldn't that be a lot easier? I think it would make things a lot easier.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Lucy or Limitless. Have you?
Yes. Both of them, actually.
Yeah. Well, the premise behind those movies is people only operate on 10% or less of our capacities and capabilities. And people like Oprah and Richard Branson might be operating at 12 to 15% of their capacities and capabilities. So what those movies do is they show you what these people go through and how accessing more of their capacities starts to make more available to them. Well, Access Consciousness, these tools are here to help to shift that. So we can start to access more of us. We have so much more capacities and capabilities available to us that we just don't realize.
Now, I know, you know, somebody out there this question is going to pop in their mind. I don't think it's possible for us to use 100% of our brain power, is it?
Well, we could certainly use more. I think we're only at about, you know, 10 or something right now.
Yeah, well, what else is possible?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, the idea is we start to move towards that. I don't know anybody who's on the planet that's using 100%. And I'm sure it's not what they portray at the end of the movie in Lucy. But I don't want to give that away for anybody hasn't seen the movie yet. So...
Well, I definitely hope that that's not, you know, the end goal. For those who haven't seen the movie, I hope that if we as a human race do reach 100%, that that's not where we're headed.
Yeah. So I have an access tool here. It's about possibilities. So what possibilities would exist in your world if you're willing to see and acknowledge the gift that you be? And anything that doesn't allow that, would you destroy and uncreate it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what happens in Access is we use a question to bring up the energy, and then the clearing statement, that right and wrong, good and bad, pot and bock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, helps to dissipate it at an energetic level. So, and those words stand for a lot of different things, and you can find out more if you go to theclearingstatement.com, and it'll explain what the clearing statement is all about.
It basically erases the energy of whatever you bring up with the question so that you can clear that energy that's blocking you. So this is what they use in the seminars and the classes a lot, is these verbal processes where Gary will ask a question and then run the clearing statement. And some of the questions can, you know, be elaborate, because Gary is quite, I call him the wizard.
Yeah. So,
he is.
Yeah, I have another quick one here. What if asking questions reveal possibilities that have always been available to you, yet remained hidden behind all the answers you decided are right? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So the idea behind that question is, we have so much available to us, but we've got an answer, and then, you know, a lot of us are determined that we're right, you know.
Yeah.
So the answer must be right. And it locks up. You there?
Oh, yes. I was just going to say, I thought we lost you.
Oh.
No, we got somebody trying to beep in here. So
you guys were talking about questions that it can be used to kind of open up the energy and being right.
Yeah, because we all decide, a lot of us, you know, have decided we've got to be right. You know, we've got to have the right answer. That's the way we're brought up, you know. And then we get to the point where no matter what, whether it's right or wrong or good or bad, you know, we've decided this is right and I'm sticking by it. And so, and that creates a limitation in our life and it gets us stuck.
Well, I'm going to just pose that question out there for all those women out there who believe that they're right.
there's some other stuff on access that, you know, would you rather be right or happy, or would you rather be right or in a relationship?
That's a good question to pose. And I'm sure that the people out there listening, that's definitely a question to consider. You know, I know you guys use some other tools, you know, involved in the access and your guys' capabilities. Can you talk a little bit about the tool Light and Heavy? I was kind of curious about that when I saw that.
Yeah, well, I had kind of touched on that a little bit when I was talking about, what was I just talking about, where we use that?
What would your life be like 5 years? Well, Light and Heavy is, if something feels light, it's right. If it's heavy, it's probably a lie or has a lie attached to it.
Or it's not appropriate for you.
Or it's not a choice. Yeah. It's
not a choice you want to make.
Yeah.
So it's basically the way to feel. Usually what I do is I take people in Bars class, we kind of go over just a few of these tools, and this is one of them. And what I do is I usually take people through a short little meditation, you know, where, okay, visualize yourself on the beach in Hawaii and feel what that feels like to you. And now let's go to the rainforest in the Amazon and feel what that feels like to you. And then let's go to Virginia Beach and feel what that feels like to you. And now let's go to your job that you do every day and feel what that feels like to you. And now come back to the room and tell me what was your experience? If you could pick one of those places to go to, which one would it be? What felt the best to you or the lightest to you? And then I have them answer me. Usually it's, of course, why or something. It's definitely not the job, right? But just a little exercise, because you kind of have to practice with that, because it's really about feeling the energy of that place. And it can be anywhere, even places that you haven't been. You can still go there energetically and feel it, you know? So does that help?
Yes, it kind of reminds me of the idea of having your own happy place.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, whenever you're dealing with something in life, like a choice or whatnot, you can start to notice, you know, what feels light and what feels heavy. Like the other day I was reading somebody, she was at one of them workshops and where a lot of speakers were up there. And this one speaker was saying, well, I want you to breathe in and all the suffering of the world. And she commented, she says, that feels so heavy to me. You know, there's some things that just don't feel right.
In other words, no thank you.
Yeah, no thank you. Yeah, right. So that felt heavy. Whereas, open up to the infinite possibilities, who you are or whatever, something that feels light, like being on the beach in Hawaii or Maui.
Yeah, or another example is Dane here was talking about, he's the co-founder of Access. He was talking about how back, 10, 15 years ago, before he started Access even, and he was a chiropractor, and he was engaged to be married, and she wanted to get married. She wanted a date, his girlfriend, and he said, okay, let's set the date and let's do this. And, he proposed to her. And he said, but then as the days got closer and closer to the wedding, he felt worse and worse within himself. He felt like the walls were closing in on him. He was getting depressed, he didn't feel good about the decision. And so he knew that he had to change that decision and that he could not marry this woman.
Well, yeah, he also mentioned about how controlling she was and how much of him that he had to give up. See, a lot of times people give up who they are to be in a relationship. And so they start putting pieces of themselves away and they start basically divorcing themselves. They start putting away all these pieces and pretty soon they're not who they are. And guess what? Somewhere down the road, the other person says, hey, you're not the person I met. You're not the person I fell in love with. Well, guess what? And people do that all the time to be in a relationship. And people would rather stay in a bad relationship than being in no relationship at all, because that's what we're taught here is that, you've got to be in a relationship. So there's a lot of stuff around, a lot of information available on how to do relationships.
Yeah, and Gary is really helping a lot with that. And he did do a conference call last year, and we were most fortunate that he actually put it into a book. And I'm trying to go to the name of the book.
Salon de Femme.
Okay.
Yeah, Salon de Femme. He designed, it was a 12-part telecall series that was designed to answer questions and bring up the energy and help to clear a lot of the preconceptions of what we have on this planet about how
around relationship and partnership.
Yeah, I mean, how many relationships do you know that work? It's not a whole lot. So this is about, there's a lot of tools in Access for clearing out
relationships. That's because we need the tools of Access to help us. And, this thing of using the tool of using questions is phenomenal. And so anyway, I encourage Gary when I can to give us more on, you know, to help us in our relationships and our partnerships, you know, in our marriages in particular. And he has really delivered it in this book, Salon de Femme, and we are really fortunate that he did put it in a book because the people who bought that workshop at the time, you know, they paid quite a bit of money for it. So, and the book is only $10 on Kindle. So, but, you know, one of the questions he presented in that book was the one I mentioned earlier was, you know, what would work here? You know, how, I mean, has anyone ever stopped in their marriage and, you know, asked that question? You know, what would work here for all parties involved? And I recently presented that to a friend who was stuck in her relationship, and she was like, she went back home and was really empowered with that, you know, question.
Yeah, says, the thing is you have to start asking questions because we have all these ideas and confusion about what a relationship should be.
Well, we get caught in our emotions, you know.
Yeah, and we have all these models of what we think
a
relationship
is. Well, we don't have any good
models. And so the question, we start to ask the questions, open up the energy, like what else is possible? What if we could create a relationship beyond what this reality defines as relationship? What if we could have something that actually works?
Right.
You know, and what would that take?
Well, I think you guys bring up a really good, valid point, and that's actually something that we could probably have a whole nother radio show on. It's actually interesting because while I'm interviewing you guys right now, my husband's actually in the background, and what you guys are saying caught his attention. He started listening. So.
There's a book called Divorceless Relationships that Gary Douglas wrote. It goes into a lot of details on how we give up parts of ourselves. And we even give up parts of ourselves that we think the other person isn't going to like, and it might be something the other person was really attracted to.
Yeah, so, that's true. And I firmly believe that as well. You know, I think you guys are bringing up some awesome valid points, especially for the listeners out there right now who are listening to this and the future listeners, because these are things that we don't think about. And I'm sure this doesn't just apply to our marriages, but all of our relationships. Am I right? You know, our work relationships, our family relationships, our friendships.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. That's why I love these tools. You can just apply them everywhere, anywhere, you know.
Yeah, one of the keys is allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept of allowance is you don't have to align and agree or resist and react to any point of view that your partner has or any other person has. Because they can have a point of view, and the point of view might work for them, but it might not work for you. So you just need to be in allowance of it. If you start to judge it, then it starts to close down your connection to the person. You start to build walls.
Stop the energy.
It stops the energy. Yeah, there's the,
yeah.
The I'm going to see if I can remember this, the five keys to intimacy. It's honor, trust, allowance, vulnerability, and gratitude. And when you're in gratitude, you can't have judgment. Judgment and gratitude cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
Yes, and I think you mentioned that in your article for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide for November, and that's one of the reasons why your piece of writing actually really stuck with me, because this is the perfect time of year to actually really think about that. You know, Thanksgiving is weeks away, Christmas is next month, and then we have New Year's, and this is really the time of year. You know, well, we should be grateful all year round, but this time of year usually really brings up that topic of blessings and thankfulness and gratitude. So I thought that article really kind of hit the point for November. And if anybody wants to read that, you can pick up the November guide. we distribute to over 1,400 locations in Michigan. And then you can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post all of the articles, and you can actually look at the magazine for the month. But I do want to mention this. Dave's article is actually on page 25 of the November issue. It's actually right in front of me right now. And they're both Dave's and Gail's, their ad is right there on the page too. And you guys are actually offering a coupon for 50% off the first personal session. So I would definitely take advantage of that.
Right, yeah. And we have a class coming up on November 23rd.
Bars class.
It's approximately 8 hours, and you receive bars twice, and you gift bars twice during the class. And we teach all the points. We talk. We go into a real deep explanation about what each of the bars are for, and it's the first class that you need to take before you take any of the other classes. It's a prerequisite. And the reason is when you're in the other more advanced classes, they're doing so much verbal processing that you need to get your bars run. And so they usually have tables set up, massage tables set up in the room when they do the workshops, always. And
yeah, half the room is massage tables, and the other half is chairs usually in any of the workshops. So, and it's nice because you can be getting your bars run and just be completely, out, but you're still receiving energetically anything that's being done in the room because everything is energy.
Plus, you get in the other classes, the advanced classes, you get recordings of the classes, and you can play them back.
Yeah, you can listen to them after.
And listen to them, and each time you listen to them, it starts to strip away a new layer of unconsciousness. So you start to hear them from a different level of consciousness, and it starts to expand more of who you are.
Well, I definitely hope that our listeners take advantage of that, because it sounds wonderful, and especially everything that you guys have mentioned so far. It can really help in a lot of different areas. I see that we're starting to get a little short on time. We actually only have 12 minutes left. I was wondering if there was some other big things that you guys wanted to mention or talk about.
Yeah, I was wondering if we could quickly do this expansion exercise.
Sure.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the body processes a little bit.
Okay, if everybody can... assuming you're sitting in a chair and not driving, close your eyes and relax. Breathe in from the top of your head to the tips of those cute little toes. Now let your breath out, and let's take another deep breath from the top of your head down to your toes. Feel your body in your chair, and know that the chair is contributing to your body and supporting you. Now feel the outer edges of you, the being. Not your body, but the being. Expand out and fill the room with your awareness. Touch the corners of the room. Now expand out to the entire building that you're in. Knowing that there is no efforting required, just think it and it is. Now expand out 25 miles in each direction, above and below you, and out in each direction. Expand out to the continent, the planet. Now expand out and encompass the entire solar system. Expand out to the edges of the Milky Way galaxy. And now expand out to the edges of the universe as far as you can perceive it. From that space, get the knowing that you are an infinite being. Know that every molecule in the universe is here to contribute to you just by asking. Ask and receive. Now pull energy from the entire universe into your body and pull it in massive waves. What have you made so vital about possessing the monetary limitations of this reality? It keeps you from having your abundant monetary reality. Will you let that go? Will you destroy and create that times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You are an infinite being, and you have a body. Will you realize that you do not have to compress who you are to fit into this body? You do not have to compress and limit yourself to fit into this reality. It's time for you to choose how you want to show up in this reality. Time for you to choose to show up as the powerful being that you truly be. You have an amazing capacity and potency. No more do you need to play small. It's time for you to be you and change the world. Okay, you can come back to the room and open your eyes when you're ready.
Wow.
And you can get to that. You can get to that space at any time.
It really is profound. I do see we have some people listening, but I really hope that those that are listening now and those that are listening in the future try that. I mean, I just, that was amazing. That was definitely different. It feels really good too.
Yeah,
you feel different, right?
I feel warm.
Yeah. You can do that at any time. Like if you're walking around, like in a big city, like Toronto or New York City, and you feel all of, you know, the people and their energy, if it gets to be too much, you can just expand out. Just expand out 350,000 miles in each direction.
Yeah, it's that simple because you've already done it now. So, and then when you do that, it helps you to not take on, you know, other people's stuff. So, for instance, David and I were at a concert about a year and a half ago, and when the lead singer came out, I had great awareness, I guess, of all the energy being in the judgments being projected at the lead singer, because this was a new lead singer for the group. He was... But I didn't realize it because it happened. It was so overwhelming for me energetically, what I felt. I just felt overwhelmed by all this awful energy. And so it took me a few minutes before I said something to David. And I told David what was happening. He goes, oh, just expand out. And I go, oh, I forgot. And boom. It was gone. All of that overwhelming was gone as soon as I did that. So you do have to kind of remember, you know, to use the tools and remember which one to use, because there are a few of them.
Yeah, and it takes a while because, I mean, we operate every day in this reality with all of the judgment and panic and stress and whatnot. And, It takes a while to remember it, to use the tools, you know.
Yeah.
So to get out.
I was just going to mention, I know that Gail wanted to talk about body processes before the show ends, so I was just going to give you guys that opportunity.
Yes, thank you. Well, there's over 60-some body processes, and we've taken a lot and had a lot of training to learn these different processes, and we do offer private sessions. And I just wanted to say there's a couple of them that are, in particular, I wanted to share that would just let people know and what these processes can do. I also have pictures of thermography pictures. You know, they're also called thermoscans. They are more known for breast to replace mammographies, the thermoscans. They're kind of known for that, but you can also do a full body thermoscan. They're available in certain states. And anyway, so I have before thermogram and after, a week later, after having done a 3-day body class and receiving a series of these body processes, and you can see the huge improvement by the, you know, the colors. Basically, blue is normal in a thermoscan, and then red and yellow and orange are the different other colors that represent that there's heat, a heat presence in the body there that needs to be, so there's a, you know, imbalance, an imbalance there energetically. So in the thermograms, you can see the, you know, huge improvement, and the body is basically blue again after the three-day body class. So that's, I have those pictures here, and I show them when people come for sessions. But there's a particular process that I ran, just to give you an example of a client that I worked on, for a woman who came, and she was having a lot of pain with her periods, and she was also very constipated, and she had been that way for a few months, and she really needed some relief. And I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to run this process. And so I ran one of the processes that I know to do. And I basically, in access, in running the processes, you always ask, what does the body require? And that's the question we ask. And we go with our knowing. And our awareness just sort of kicks in. You know, you're knowing. You just know what to do. And, of course, in addition to the training that we have. So I ran this process on her for about a half hour, and she got up, and she said she felt a lot better. The pain was gone. And then 3 days later, she called me, and she said, I have been going to the bathroom like crazy, which was good because she had been really constipated. And she said, I haven't had any pain at all. So she was, like, really grateful that, you know, this had occurred.
So it literally clears the crap out at a lot of different levels.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, their processes are just so powerful. And then during this, when we had these thermoscans done, there were actually multiple scans done on multiple people before the class and then after the class. And the naturopathic doctors that were looking at the scans and seeing what was happening, they said it would take us a year to accomplish what you guys did in a few days. So that's just an example.
Oh, well, we're running a little short on time, so I would love it if you guys would give out your information so that people can find you and contact you and definitely look you up for an opportunity to have a session. So would you guys like to give out your information for all of our listeners?
Yeah, you can go to www.crystalgail.com or accessdave.com. And then our list of classes are on both websites. Right now we have a class scheduled for November and one for December. And we schedule them monthly, and then we do individual sessions. So you can call at 586-264-5457 and schedule an appointment, whether it be bars, body processes, or one of our new symphony sessions, which I wish we had more time to talk about that because they're just incredible.
Yeah.
Well, maybe go ahead.
I was saying we could talk about the symphony sessions and more about relationships maybe in another at another time. But we would love to work with anyone. And our bars class, the price is only $200, and you get healing all day long. And the price does go up to $300 starting January. Gary Douglas made that decision. So if anybody wants to get a bars class in, you still have November and December. We'd love to have you.
Price.
Yeah, it's old price, $200.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for allowing me to interview you and allowing me to talk with you guys this evening. It's been wonderful, and I've actually learned a lot. And I'm sure the listeners out there and those who will listen to this in the future have. So I want to say thank you very much for being here, and it was a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you very much. And if you're listening live right now, you've been listening live with In Touch Interviews, and I just had the opportunity to interview Gail and Dave Miller, and they offer Access Consciousness Bars, and they are certified body process facilitators. If you would ever like to be interviewed on In Touch Interviews, you can contact me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, or you're more than welcome to give me a call at the office. That number is 734-513-6137. Maybe you have a product or a service or a business that you would like to talk about, and I would love to talk to you. So I want to thank everybody who is listening this evening and everybody for being part of the show. And I want to give a special thanks to Gail and Dave for allowing me to speak with them this evening. And I just want to recommend again that you can go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where you can view the PDF file of Dave's November article, and they also have their ad in there, so definitely take advantage of that and get 50% off your first personal session. I want to wish everyone a great and wonderful evening, and we will talk to you in the future. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah.